This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, the cold winter is undeniably upon us. Time to put on some comfy PJs, light the stove, and prepare a hearty meal. But instead of the usual meat and potatoes, why not try something new this year? In his cookbook, Adventures in Comfort Food, Chef Carrie Altiero shares new twists on some time-honored indulgences, from lobster mac and cheese to deconstructed nachos. Carrie Altiero is the chef and owner of Cafe Miranda in Rockland, Maine. And Carrie, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Well, all right. How do you define comfort food?
Well, I guess, you know, to say it's comforting wouldn't be not the way to do this. But I think what I really would like to say is things that are familiar, that give you a sense of pleasure, a sense of grounding, things that may not be, in this cookbook, might not be culturally familiar to you, but they will address those same things that, for me, as you see in the cover of the book, Adventures in Comfort Food, spaghetti and meatballs, which is, that's my grandma, that's my Italian-American grandma. But then we'll have Max, we'll have Thai, we have all kinds of different stuff, because every culture has something that is considered like the baseline, the comfort food, whether it's in New England as boiled dinner or a bowl of chowder. You name it, that's what it is.
So where did this eclectic menu from all over the place come? Were you a world traveler?
In my own head. Well, I grew up in the coal mining hills of Pennsylvania, and, you know, I'm a cultural refugee from there. And back in the day when I started cooking, I was a vegetarian in the 70s, which was, you know, besides my Italian-American grandmother looking at me and saying, "No meat!" Saying, "Really, no meat?" Because, you know, she came from the old country, and, like, not eating meat was like, that's why we came to America, because we had food, you know? So what was the question anyway, Virginia?
I can't remember. Oh, where you were a world traveler. Where, how'd you get all this menu? I'm guessing that you know, I was sort of imagining you going from Thailand to India, all over on a dusty motorbike or something like that and gathering recipes. Did I get it wrong?
Well, we have one element, the motorcycles. Yeah, I was racing motorcycles, but it was in the mid-Atlantic states, and I wasn't traveling around the world. But I think if a lot of your listeners buy this book, I'll have the opportunity to go to India and then to go to Thailand and see where I made a mistake. And I have to borrow a comment from Ray and Tom that I'm unencumbered by actual knowledge or experience other than my own, that I'm self-taught at pretty much everything I've done. A lot of us chefs are trained in one discipline, whether it's Italian or French or whatever it happens to be, but I'm not trained in those disciplines. So I look at everything pretty much equally in terms of hierarchy. I go to places, whenever I go to a city or something, I'll go to Chinatown and look for the place with the steamed up windows and no English and just put down like $20 and shrug my shoulders and go, whatever. And I've been doing that for my whole career for 35 years.
Well, you mentioned comfort food being about familiarity on some level, you know, a kind of grounding, but with all of these unexpected dishes, the curries, you know, ingredients like Thai fish sauce or bamboo shoots or poblano peppers, how do you encourage people to find comfort in new dishes when they, you know, might just go for the garlic mashed potatoes or something?
So here's like how this cookbook works. You try out the garlic mashed potatoes. You say, that was really comforting. And then you say, oh, I'm going to try out the mac and cheese, and that was really comforting. And then you look at that weird thing with the bamboo shoots and go, well, everything else has been pretty good. So I call this, and in the book I call it like my stealth dishes to draw you in to the style and try those things out. But I think, you know, there's so much different cultural stuff going on, whether it's Max, whether it's Asian, whether it's North African, whatever it is, people are starting to be exposed on a regular basis to different cuisines. I mean, if nobody knew what a vente was, like, a few years ago, so people can be trained, they can be exposed to things, and that's what I find to be interesting about this book and interesting about this food, that once you trust what we're doing, you can look at other cuisines and say, man, look at that. And in that way, you can see that we're not so different.
It's funny, when I think of comfort food, I think of a lot of things that I was raised with, and it wasn't necessarily good food in some cases.
Yeah, okay, cream of mushroom soup.
Well, you know,
and tuna
that's
casseroles.
I'm
thinking. I'm with you.
I actually didn't know that garlic didn't come in a shaker until I was, you know, out on my own. That's what my mother cooked with. So this stuff isn't necessarily good for you, but we have associations with it. So how do you make something that, I don't know, doesn't begin with cream of mushroom soup, but has that flavor of old home and, you know, dirty fried onions on a bean casserole kind of thing?
Oh, man, you hid them all. You forgot the crumbled potato chips on the tuna casserole. I mean, I think you nailed them all. It's martinis with Mancini. It's 1965 again. Here we are. what I do is I couldn't call myself a creative person. I would call myself a food stylist.
Hmm.
So when you look at our mac and cheese, you look at the pot roast blue in there, or you look at the burritos, they're not necessarily traditionally accurate. And some of those things, like I love tater tots, you know, I mean, but if you put the mashed potatoes in the oven after you make them and brown them, they're kind of like tater tots. So I kind of like refer to things like that. But that's really what this is about. It's about a twist on an idea or an interpretation of an idea. Like our clam chowder is nothing like a traditional clam chowder. But when we put on the menu a year ago, it got rave reviews. And now I would call it one of the sacred cows, if you will, that we can't take off the menu.
You just reminded me of one of the funny names of the dishes. Wu-Tang Clam is one of the dishes. There's New Age Chowder. There's NASCAR Pate. I had it in Biddeford. I mean, where did these come from?
Well, you know, I could tell you a bit about my checkered past, but I think your listeners might have a guess. Let's see, I'm 59, raised in the late 60s, early 70s. There's a couple of clues there, I think, for you. But I think that we're very serious about our food, but we're not serious about ourselves. Sometimes a dish comes up for an idea, an ingredient, a methodology, a piece of equipment, or a name. And we had this Chinese fermented black bean sauce. And we were trying out this pork dish. We're trying out the clams. And went, oh, my God, with the clams. So then we just put two and two together and came up with Wu-Tang Clam. I mean, it did drive the editors out of their minds, I have to say, with all this goofiness in here.
What I've noticed also is that the trend of comfort food, I mean, obviously you were on this kind of early, but this is a post 9/11 phenomenon, apparently, this kind of rise in making food at home like your mother used to make. What happens when all that ends, Carrie?
Well, I think that there's a whole bunch of different stuff that goes on with the food of a country. I often think that the cuisine follows the nation, and the nation was scared. And where do you go? You go back to comfort. And it also got another pump into mashed potatoes in 2008 with the economic crash too.
Mm-hmm.
If we notice, a lot of restaurants open bistros, which is like your dumbed down version or less expensive version. So people are really became customer conscious, and they're starting to do that. But comfort food will always be there. But what's interesting within this book, everything in this book is not all heavy stuff. It's not all sauerkraut or brown sauces. There's mangoes and there's papayas in here, and there's lobster cocktails, and there's bright things. Comfort doesn't mean the flavors of winter. There's places that are hot on Earth that have comfort food. That would be, you know, Southeast Asia. That would be Mexico. All kinds of stuff like that. So I think this one will stand the test of time. But the most important thing I want your listeners to do is splash red sauce on it. Get fingerprints on it. You know, have the pages dog-eared and worn. Because this is a book for everyday use. You can eat everything in here. Eat it every day. It's healthy. It's good. And it'll really impress your friends.
Why do we cook after all? All right, I'm going to go through a couple different scenarios, and you tell me your go-to comfort food. How's that?
Ooh, oh, boy. I'm on the spot here. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. So freezing cold, subarctic, 10 below kind of day, like we've been having a little bit here in New England.
Well, yesterday I ate a Thai-style stir-fry, not unlike pad Thai, with a lot of spice in it. I know it doesn't sound like something you'd eat on a 15-degree day, but it was very satisfying. It has those brown flavors in it, very satisfying. I had pork and shrimp in it with cilantro and peanuts and lime juice and, you know, salt. It was very satisfying.
Okay, another scenario. Brunch with a bunch of old friends that have rediscovered you on Facebook.
Well, first, I hope it never happens. A brunch item. I think I would do one of the lobster cocktails. There's a couple of them in here. There's one that we did at the Cellar Door Winery right up here in Lincolnville. I say in the book here that, you know, if you can't go south, crank up the wood stove, you know, put on your shorts, throw some sand around on the floor, and make this dish and just pretend you're sitting on the beach in Miami having this.
Okay, really hard day of pulling lobster traps, really hard day at the office. You know, you just got to unwind. You got to come in. You got to have something that's going to give you some sense of relief and that it's all worth living.
Oh, swamp chop.
Swamp chop. Okay, that is, tell me.
That is a seared pork chop with a risotto with hot peppers in it, a tomato pepper sauce, okra in the risotto. So this one was, it's actually as I was writing the book, and I had to come up with dinner, and I had been on the farm working all day, because we have our own farm, which is a mile and a tenth away from the restaurant here, 17-acre mm-hmm. farm. We've owned it well before it was a marketing opportunity. And we've been doing, you know, vegetables and getting wood for our wood-fired oven out there, and worked all morning, then I worked late into the night, and I went, oh my gosh, I don't have any, I didn't think of eating dinner. So I went through the larder, I got the pork chops, I got the peppers from Beth's Farm Market, I had the risotto, had the okra, and it was so satisfying. And made it onto the menu last year, too, for a little while.
So, Carrie, what is your go-to comfort food?
Oh, it's a great story, too. We did the book, we did the pictures. The publisher calls me up and says, what picture do you want on the cover? I says, why don't you pick one? And they picked one, and it was the one that I would have picked, which is my go-to. After I've had all the Thai stuff and I've had the swamp chop and I don't know what I'm thinking, it takes me right back to my Grandma Connie's and my Aunt Florence, known as Auntie Fluffy, and her picture is on the wall here. Spaghetti and meatballs, man. It's like my home base dish. It's the only dish that has never changed on the menu in the 22 years we've been open. Everything else is game, you know?
Well, Carrie, I'm guessing that Nana Connie would say buon appetito?
No, she'd look at you and say, are you sick? You're not eating enough. That's what she would say, but that's okay.
Carrie Altiera, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Ms. Prescott, I do appreciate the opportunity. Hello to your listeners and stay warm.
Carrie Altiera is the chef and owner of Cafe Miranda in Rockland, Maine. You can find a link to read more on his cookbook, including some recipes, Adventures in Comfort Food, at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And we would love to hear from you. What are your go-to dishes when the weather gets cold? Are you all about meat and potatoes, or do you find comfort in a warm apple pie or something a little more daring? You can share your recipes on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.